Hey, I'm Brett Podolsky, co-founder of The Farmer's Dog. We make fresh food for dogs. We started the company when we saw what a huge difference it made in my own dog, Jada, when she stopped eating ultra-processed kibble and started eating fresh, whole food. The Farmer's Dog food isn't fancy. It's just real food delivered to your door in pre-portioned packs. It's better for them and easier for you.
Get 50% off your first box at thefarmersdog.com/podcast. That's thefarmersdog.com/podcast.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Free agency furor. Is that what it is? I don't know. We'll see. Not for the Raiders. The Raiders are signing free agents, but a lot of you aren't happy with which free agents they're signing. So we're going to get into that on this edition of Silver and Black Today, an Odyssey original podcast. Please subscribe to the show if you don't already do so. Wherever you get your podcast, put on the auto download, and every time we're updated. We had a huge episode on Tuesday. Obviously, Raider Nation is ready to talk about Raiders football, be it positive or negative. So we're here for you too. Also, a hearty hello to our listeners on The Bet in Las Vegas. That's right, on the radio, an Odyssey radio station there in the heart of Raider Nation, Las Vegas, Nevada. I am Scott Gilbranson, and joining me as always is my broadcast partner, my buddy, the man who keeps me, I think, usually honest, right? Somewhere like that. He's here. He is Mo Moten. He is also known as Midtown Mo. We will play his theme. Don't worry. People want to hear it. He's the national NFL writer.
It's Midtown Mo.
That's right. It's Midtown Mo Moten. He is the national NFL writer. I love the music, too, so I like to keep it up a little bit. At Bleacher Report, he has been a busy dude this week writing about the entire NFL, not just the Raiders, but he's there. You can follow him on Twitter at M-O-E-M-O-T-O-N. I am at LV Gully. The show is SNB Today. Mo, how you feeling? Are your fingers ready to fall off yet with all this coverage and all the craziness that's going around? Everybody's still waiting on Aaron Rodgers.
Fingers in, ears get ready to fall off. I mean, I got my ear to the street, and all I'm going to say is could be big news coming down the pipeline. If you're listening to this Thursday morning, keep your ears to the Twitter streets. Could be some big news. I'm not a reporter, so I don't break news, but, you know, people talk to me.
Yes. Joe Montana's making a comeback. We heard. No, he is not. But, Mo, we'll get into some of the other free agency stuff in a minute, but let's talk about the Raiders and some of the pieces that they have now added since the last time we spoke on Tuesday. Jerry Tillery re-signs with the Raiders. A good signing, not amazing. I know it's not going to placate Raider Nation, and it shouldn't. I've been preaching positivity, as you know, this week, my friend. Saying,
you've
hey,
been trying to preach positivity, but go ahead.
I have.
I'll let
but,
you take it away.
But I will say this, as Wednesday progressed, we get the Tillery news, the Roderick Teamer news, which just made my week. I'm just kidding. I understand Raider Nation. I'm much more lukewarm to anything they've done because they have not addressed a lot. Like last year, we were talking about, hey, what's going on with the offensive line? What's going on with the offensive line? So far, this short period of time in free agency, not addressing significant holes on the defense. Now, I understand that they're going to do a lot of it in the draft, mode, and they got to nail that 100%. But I am just shocked that they have not gone out yet and gotten some players, whether it be in the front, whether it be at linebacker, or whether it be in the defensive backfield. All of the A players are pretty much gone. There's a few left out there at linebacker too, but not many.
Other than addressing the quarterback position with signing Jimmy Garoppolo on Monday, they haven't addressed any of their needs aside from re-signing players who I feel are depth players, Marcus Epps, Roderick Teamer, Tillery's a rotational player. So I said this on Twitter Wednesday. I said, because of the slow start through the legal tampering period, I think this is a sign that another trade or trades could be happening. Because usually if a team wants to acquire a player, sometimes they'll do their all their depth signings first because that acquisition could take up a lot of cap space, so it may hold up other potential signings. So if you remember what happened last year, I know it was a different situation because Derek Carr was part of this with the Davante Adams deal. They also traded for Rock Ya-Sin. Remember, mm-hmm. the Raiders were quiet from Monday through Wednesday. It wasn't until Thursday that things got really moving for Dave Ziegler and that regime. So I would tell Raider fans, while I understand the impatience because you have a lot of needs specifically defense to fill and on the offensive line, but let's free agency is more than the first wave. So right. I think there could be some moves made. Now, it's not going to address all their needs. They have a lot. Again, they have a lot to address. But I think there's a trade or two coming down the pipeline. That's why you're seeing a slow move through the legal tampering period and the first day of the new league year.
Yeah, I was asked that on Twitter on Wednesday, Mo. And I think you and I are like mind of that because we had talked early on. Well, it looks like maybe they're doing something. They're compiling these picks. They got that third round pick, obviously, for Darren Waller. And we thought maybe there was something them moving up in the draft. And there may be. But also with the number of draft picks they have, with other players on the roster that might have some value elsewhere, that trade for a veteran defensive player, to me, it's either moving up in the draft or they're doing something, at least you want to believe, they're working on something for that defensive player that just might require some draft capital to get him out of his old zip code and into his new zip code in Nevada.
The two things I'm looking out for is a trade for a defensive player, and I still believe, even though Waller has already been traded to the Giants, I still believe they're going to move Hunter Renfrow, because on, I believe it was Tuesday, I tweeted out that there's a clause in Hunter Renfrow's contract that if he's on the roster by Friday, that his 2023 contract becomes, his salary becomes fully guaranteed. Yeah. Now, if they trade him, of course, it wouldn't be fully guaranteed. So I think they wanted to get out of that simply because they brought in Jacoby Myers. Jacoby Myers lines up mostly in the slot, just like Hunter Renfrow. So they're duplicate players in a system. Now, there was some idea maybe they keep both of them because the Patriots had Julian Edelman and Danny Amendola both operating out of slot. But I don't think that's the situation here because Danny Amendola is not being paid as much as Hunter Renfrow is being paid right now. So you don't want to have a high signing that you just brought in Jacoby Myers and a guy you just extended last year, Hunter Renfrow, making a decent chunk of change. So one of those guys I think is going to go, and obviously it would have to be Hunter Renfrow because they just brought in Jacoby Myers.
Yeah, and Jacoby Myers making $11 million a year. By the way, that seems to be the market. Juju Smith-Schuster goes to New England for $11 million a year, and there was one other wide receiver who signed, I can't remember who it was, for $11 million. So they all signed, and it wasn't a stellar wide receiver free agency class, by the way, I may add. So that money, but certainly that points to when you go out and acquire and pay that kind of money to a slot receiver who is on the upswing, by the way, I think Jacoby Myers is getting better as a player. It certainly points to that. By the way, on the show today, I forgot because we just jumped into this stuff. Brian Baldinger, yes, our NFL insider here at Odyssey. You know him well, Baldy's Breakdowns. I know you all watch them on Twitter, on the NFL Network and Fox NFL. He's going to be with us, and we're going to ask him all about what's happening with the Raiders or not happening with the Raiders. But back to this point about the defense, Mo, it really is perplexing. And I have been, again, the font of positivity. When the Raiders aren't sending me fat six-digit checks, just kidding, I've been trying to say, look, you have to wait. Sometimes things take time. There's a plan here. But it's getting harder to defend it because I don't see any of the gaping holes outside of quarterback, like you said, and that one we can debate separately. But I haven't seen them move on all of that. For the fans out there who are ultra negative and feel like, oh, here we go, another 20 years, these guys need to go, it's getting harder to defend it just because you haven't seen any glimmer of hope. If they did something that says, hey, like last year, even though people all now talk about how terrible he is, when Chandler Jones was signed last year, and I think that was actually on Wednesday night going into Thursday when they made the Davante Adams deal, people got excited about Chandler Jones. Oh, look, they're doing something about the defense. We haven't seen any of that.
This is what's hard to defend to me. The one thing is we already know what the track record of the Patriot way is in other places. It isn't very good. I mean, Bill
when
O'Brien
went to Houston. Yes.
Right. When Bill O'Brien was with Houston, they won a bunch of division titles, but that was a bad division. The Raiders are in division with the reigning champions and the Chiefs. the Chiefs, the Chargers who went to the playoffs, and the Denver Broncos who should be a lot better with Sean Payton, right? Mm-hmm. So this is not a weak division. And as I said, the track record of the Patriot way hasn't worked out. And I'm sure we're going to get into that with Baldy today. But there's one point that you made, and you were on with Adrian, I believe, early this week, and you made a great point, right? And it's
it's the
one criticism I would say is very valid, regardless of what the Raiders do from here on out. The fact that you sign a player like Darren Waller to an extension, and then a year later you trade him, to me, there's something there. You don't make that player, Darren Waller, the highest paid at his position, and then trade him away for a third-round pick a year later. I understand he was hurt, and I went on Twitter and I said, look, the Raiders got fair compensation for Waller. He missed 14 games in the last 2 years. He's had 5 touchdowns over the last 2 years, and he's missed 41% of his games, and he was the highest paid tight end. So I get why the Raiders could only get but so much for him. But to cut Derek Carr and then to trade Darren Waller, and all you have to show for it is a third round pick and some cap space that you're not using.
Yeah,
that's concerning.
It's concerning, and I've again been preaching patience with Dave Ziegler that he has to have a plan. He's trying to play chess versus checkers. It's given me a lot of memes back in response, which has been great. But I will tell you this.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Each day that goes by, and listen, Mo, you and I know, and this is where I've had to mute people because we don't overreact. We don't get emotional. We don't get in our feelies here on Silver and Black today. But I will tell you, the more this goes on and what you're seeing and hearing, I don't know that Josh McDaniels makes it through a second season. I know there's players who are coming there to play for him, right? Because Jacoby Myers, Jimmy G, these guys are coming there, but it's hard to defend the guy with what we saw last year and the mistakes he made as a coach on the field. Then with some of the issues with relationship breakdowns, the car thing is a little different to me. But now, you know, all this other stuff that's coming out, I'm concerned with that because suddenly you're right. You sign a player like Darren Waller to an extension, and I understand the injury piece of it, but somewhere that relationship break down. People are, you know, now people's wives are tweeting, well, we didn't invite him to the wedding. Kelsey Plum tweets, right, about the fact that he didn't keep their wedding a secret. And for some reason, they were having their wedding on the same day as Mac. Just weird drama stuff, right? It just seems to point to continued problems with development of relationships for Josh McDaniels.
Here's the thing, right? So people, I can kind of understand Derek Carr, but anytime you trade a quarterback of Derek Carr's caliber, he's a starting quarterback. We can all agree on that. You should be able to get compensation for him. I mean, for crying out loud, the Falcons were able to get a third round pick for Matt Ryan. I mean, come on.
But that's how the contract was structured, though. The no trade clause, Mo, is what ruined it, right? Because if they don't have the no trade clause, they would have gotten draft compensation.
Right. And that's where they goofed. I understand it's a give and take. Sometimes you have to have concessions where you're going to get something in a contract, you have to give up something. But to me, that killed this trade value. And as we saw, they probably thought maybe we could work something out. And if we don't, we could get the cap space. But again, if you're not using the cap space, what a good is it? And the other thing, like I said, is it's a clear pivot from an initial plan. Again, you don't sign a player like Darren Waller to be the highest paid player at his position only to trade him a year later. So something happened there, and I don't think it's all just had to do with this National Enquirer story about the wedding and what happened and Kelsey Plum saying, well, he wasn't invited. There's more than I think has to do, again, with his injury history. Now, I will say, fortunately for the Raiders, this is a good tight end class coming into the league in 2023, so the Raiders will probably dip into that talent pool and get another tight end. I think they should call for Hunter Henry, who the Patriots already traded one of their tight ends in Jonnu Smith to the Falcons. I think Josh McDaniels will make a call for Hunter Henry. He was a pretty good red zone threat when Josh McDaniels was there. But the other point is, as I said, and I'll bring this up to Baldy, is that even though Mark Davis is probably not going to give Josh McDaniels and Dave Ziegler a mandate that you got to win X amount of games to keep your job, the players are going to give him a mandate in the sense that if you don't start winning games, the players are going to start to lose faith in you. And I'll ask Brian Baldy about this today, but I'm sure there's a cutoff point when you failed as a head coach in Denver. You get to a team that went to the playoffs and you go 6-11 with some decent players, especially on the offensive side of the football. Mm-hmm. You're going to have to start winning games, or the players are going to look at you and say, this guy's not a head coach. Maybe he's just a good offensive coordinator, not a good head coach.
Yeah, and you have to wonder, too, because remember, the stuff with Darren Waller towards the end of the season, and we talked about it a lot on this show. We talked a lot about it with Adrian on his show on the Bet Las Vegas, too, which was suddenly there was all these things coming out from the locker room. The players were questioning whether or not he was working hard to come back. You look back at that now and you say, was that players or was that the coach leaking it out, right? There's a lot of questions here. And so I don't defend Josh McDaniels a lot because I think fans, I think observers, and we'll ask, as you said, you're going to ask Baldy about it next when he joins us. We'll ask him about that because I just think that it's a different way. And the whole idea of the Patriot way, in one way, I understand it. Look, these guys came from a winning organization. But at the same time, those guys that have left that winning organization have not been successful. And by the way, they don't have Bill Belichick, which is really the key to everything. So we'll have to ask him about that as well. But it's one of those situations where I get why fans are negative. I just think that if you're going to drive yourself crazy, you can question, you can be skeptical, but I'll continue to remain positive as long as I can. It's just getting harder to defend it, and I think the Raiders got to show that they are moving things in the right direction, especially on that defense.
Absolutely, and like I said, there's no way you could tell me that. Now, again, there's still time for agency left, and I strongly believe there's going to be an acquisition for a defensive player, but you cannot tell me that Marcus Epps, the safety, Robert Splend, the linebacker, re-signing Jerry Tillery and re-signing Roderick Teamer solves your issues. Now, again, I know you're going to probably try to solve most of your issues in the draft, but you have to, as we said, they got cap space with Derek Carr. They got some cap relief from the Darren Waller trade. Use some of that cap space to address some of your issues right now as you can in free agency.
Yeah, and they still haven't. And I know you want to ask Baldy about Jermaine Illuminor, who's a free agent. The Raiders have not re-signed him yet. I think that should be a priority for them. I was talking with somebody today who's like, oh, they got to redo the offensive line. I said, actually, no. The offensive line, it's one of the most underrated and under-discussed stories of last season because they didn't address in the preseason last year the offensive line, and so it struggled mightily at the beginning of the season. But as the season got on, it got better. And I'm not saying it's a top five offensive line or anything, but Jermaine Illuminor deserves a lot of credit. And so you understood that, but we have not seen any movement there either. So you got to be concerned with this, and you got to hope that today, Thursday, going into Friday, that this stuff gets resolve, because you want to just have some glimmer of hope to say, okay, now going into the draft, we got a couple guys here and there that we're confident about that made us better. Now we can go get some young bucks on those contracts to come in and fill the rest of those holes.
Now, again, I don't want Raider Nation listening to this show to panic, because I understand that free agency is not just the first 2 days, of the legal tampering period and the first day of the new league year. There's still time, and I strongly believe that the way Dave Ziegler has spent his cap space so far, not overspending for Jimmy Garoppolo with an incentive deal, not overspending for Jacoby Myers, re-signing some of his players, I really feel like he's waiting for some of these solid quality veterans to drop their asking price and then he'll pounce, you know, toward the end of the week and in the beginning of the second. Because remember, I reminded Raider Nation that remember Reggie Fridays. There was a time when Reggie McKenzie was the GM. Friday would roll around and then you see all these moves happen. Now last year, as I just said, Dave Ziegler didn't start to get it going until Thursday. So here we are. If you're listening to us right now, it is Thursday. It would be a time that Dave Ziegler could get it going. And I said, could start with the Hunter Renfrow trade simply because if he's on the roster by Friday, they're on the hook for his full contract. So there could be some moves to compile more draft picks. I strongly still believe, even with Jimmy Garoppolo on the roster, that they're compiling draft picks so that they can move up to get their quarterback of choice.
Yes. And that's where, I mean, some deals could go down, you're right, later on, especially with some of those seasoned defenders, if they're targeting anybody. And there are guys out there available, right? So there's some good players that are available. There's some good free agents still out there, too. Anik Ngakoue, remember him? He's a free agent, Mo. Why not think about it? We'll see. For the other
they
side,
brought back Faison. They brought back Faison. Why not Ngakoue?
Hey, look, I want them to get better than that, but you never know, right? You just never know. All right, we're going to step aside. When we come back, Mo and I are going to be joined by one of our favorite guys in the entire business, and that is Brian Baldinger. Baldy's coming up. He's going to break down the Raiders free agency so far. He's going to answer our questions about Jimmy Garoppolo. We'll get him. Mo has studied Baldy's old films of Jimmy Garoppolo, so he's going to ask him those questions. We're going to have a good time, so don't go anywhere here on Silver and Black Today, an Odyssey original podcast, also heard on The Bet in Las Vegas over the radio. He is Mo Mote, and I am Scott Gilbranson. We will be back right after this with Brian Baldinger. Don't go anywhere.